G'day, awesome people. Welcome to episode 34 of the Cycle Smooth Podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and if you have any questions at all you'd love to submit through to the show, and I love you submitting them, jump on through to the website, cyclesmooth.com. Jump on the homepage, it says submit your questions. Click on that bad baby and submit your questions. Make them exciting, I guess. Today's question comes from Les. I recently got a gym membership and was wondering what type of sessions I can be doing through winter to help get me stronger on the bike. Good question. I'll give you two different sessions to do that you can do. You know, let's say you're in the gym twice a week, and you can manipulate these as you're going. So the first one is just a good base training, you know, just a good winter training strength set. I absolutely love giving this to cyclists who have access to the gym or the equipment. You just need a bike on a stationary bike. Chuck your bike on a wind trainer, turbo trainer, or get a spin bike at the gym. And then you just need some weights to squat. So depending on, and you'll know what you can and can't do from after the first rep, if you can do them or not. So what it is, you're cycling for about 40 minutes all up, and so the session's going to take anywhere between 50 minutes to an hour, depending on the progression of it. So what you're doing is you warm up on the bike for 10 minutes. You jump off and you're doing three rounds of this. You're doing, say you start off with squats, so you're doing, start off with maybe 3 times 10 squats with about a minute walking in between, and then you're doing 10 minutes of cycling at a medium effort, or medium effort, so let's just call it, for the people with power meters, you might want to go tempo to start off with a low cadence of around 20-25 RPM less than your normal cadence, so you're really building that functional strength as you're just chewing those big gears. And then you're starting off with around 3 times 10, and you want to eventually get that over a good few weeks, over a good 6 weeks or so, of getting that up to around 3 times 30. Right, with 30 squats, and the cycling stays about the same, but you want to slowly but surely increase your power numbers or increase the effort, but at that low cadence. And then so that's one good session to do. Another session to do, I'll just bring it up on my computer so I don't get anything mixed up here. So it's a bike enhancement session I have saved here, and you can manipulate this as you're going. So in these sessions will go, you know, you start off with, again, might start off at 40 minutes, and you build up the reps and the strength, and it will eventually get turned into a 50-55 an hour session. So you start off with alternating bent dumbbell rows in lunge position. So that's actually. Doesn't sound much, but that really is a good set. Alternate dumbbell press, alternating bicep curls, cable tricep pull downs or dips, split squats, so good split squats for cyclists, some lateral lunges, front planking reaches. And so you start off with that, and you can just slowly but surely add on to that. So there's two good strength sessions you can be doing. Let's say you do one on the Tuesday, so you're doing the squats session on the Tuesday, and you do the lifting on a Friday. Do that on a Friday, and the rest you can focus on other things, trying to maybe increase your VO2 max ceiling on the bike, or whatever, do some Zwift racing or something to get you through winter. It's really, really, you can always tell the cyclists that's coming out of winter that have ridden through winter on Zwift versus the one who hasn't. It stands out like dog balls, they do. So all the best with that. If you guys have any other questions, jump on through to the website, cyclesmooth.com. Till next episode, you know what I'm going to say? Hooroo.